Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about using Claude Code CLI. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So what's the initial impression of Claude Code?
Well, there's definitely excitement about trying it, especially after using Claude 3.7 Sonnet in Windsurf. But the lack of autocomplete in the CLI is a noticeable downside compared to traditional coding environments.
Right? Autocomplete is a game changer. So how did the UI improvement experiment go?
It's a mixed bag. Claude Code understood the color scheme requests, like the deep coastal blue and rustic gold. But the initial output had readability issues, dark text on dark backgrounds. It did fix the issues after further prompting, which is good, but the overall design wasn't perfect, with alignment inconsistencies.
Alignment issues? Sounds like a designer's nightmare. Did it catch that it was using Tailwind CSS?
Yes, it did, which is a plus. It made changes, but the styling could have been better. It's interesting to see how AI handles design nuances.
So UI improvements, not quite a one-shot wonder. What about the logic changes, like switching from Docker to Firecracker?
Now that's where it gets interesting. Claude Code generated a substantial amount of code for the Firecracker implementation. It even iteratively refined the code, adding and removing lines, which is pretty cool. But there were initial hiccups, like unused imports and a warning about Firecracker not being available.
Unused imports. Classic. Did it manage to fix those issues?
Yeah, after some back and forth. It added robust error handling and logging, which is a good sign. The code looks pretty solid at first glance, but thorough testing would be needed.
Makes sense. And the cost for all that code generation?
It varied. The UI changes were relatively inexpensive, but the Firecracker implementation and the follow-up fixes added up. It's definitely something to consider.
What about the Rust test? The one with the infamous for loops.
It did a decent job replacing the for loops with iterator methods, similar to previous tests with Claude 3.5 and 3.7. However, it still had a minor error, which seems to be a recurring theme.
So consistent but not perfect. What's the overall verdict on Claude Code CLI?
Honestly, the built-in code editor experience like Windsurf or Cursor seems preferable. The CLI, while functional, lacks the seamless integration and quality of life features. The autocomplete in a traditional IDE is a major advantage. Plus, the cost of using Claude Code CLI adds up, making the credit-based systems more appealing.
That's a fair assessment. Any final thoughts?
It's a valuable learning experience. Experimenting with different AI coding tools helps understand their strengths and weaknesses. I'd be curious to hear other developers' experiences with Claude Code CLI and any tips or tricks they've discovered. Thanks for joining this discussion, and until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.